every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again, believe it or not. It's Sports Overnight America, your favorite show, my favorite show. And you can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. We are heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio station, including KSSP 1400 in Las Vegas and WGCH in Connecticut. Art Source is with us, former kicker for the Rams and pro golfer. We'll talk about a lot of things with Art in a few seconds on Sports Overnight American. Gary Sikowski is with us, and a lot of you may collect. I collected as a kid baseball cards and football cards and whatever, but Gary's gone far beyond that with his infinite baseball. We'll talk to Gary about that. Maybe time for Barron Sports Trivia. But the major topics in the world of sports, in my mind, is gambling. Art and I talk about this all the time. Laura, Art and I talk about this all the time. Mark, Laura, and Art talk about this all the time. Allegedly, there's a player, quarterback, I'm not going to tell you his name, but in a top school, who wagered, and I don't know if he wagered on or off his club, but the point is he wagered college football because they've got proof, they say, allegedly they have proof that he paid off some bookmakers. Now, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's not true, but what about the future of gambling in sports? I mean, it's going far beyond anything anybody would have believed. Glassé, of course, the pitcher for Cleveland, of course, is now under suspension for the same reason. But the point being is this, the easiest way to make money if you want to cheat the system is to bet a prop, bet the under if you're a quarterback. And let's say they say you're going to throw three touchdown passes. You make sure you're out of there after two. You get injured. Simple as that. Now, is that going on? I don't know. But all I know is the whole thing is a scenario that nobody would have liked going in. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. And Scottie Scheffler, is he good or bad for the game of golf? I always thought it was great to try to beat the king, beat the champion. But there are people writing now that he's so good, so dominant, Scottie Scheffler is, that it's actually hurting the game. We'll talk to Art about that, and we'll talk to you too, all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome everybody back to Sports Overnight America. Happy you're with us. Later, we'll talk to Gary Sadkowski about his infamous baseball. And folks, it's stuff that you never knew occurred, and maybe some of it you didn't want to have occurred, but it did occur in baseball, and all the players, some you've heard of and some you have not. And also, hopefully later, Ronnie Wald, a local Southern California broadcaster for over 35 or 40 years, will talk about a host of things. We've had Ronnie on a few times here on Sports Overnight America. Meanwhile, I opened the show talking about gambling and the football quarterback at a Power 5 school or Power 4 school. And I don't know what it is. Whatever. It's power. It's a big conference. 4 years ago, allegedly, he bet either on his team or against his team. All I know is that apparently, allegedly, they have seen money being sent from him to a bookie or something like that. Art, tell us about gambling in the year 2025.
I don't know. I was going to try to get Emmanuel Clase of the of the Cleveland Guardians to come on the show, or maybe Shohei and his new interpreter could give us a little interpretations on it. But it's a real fiasco, Fred. I mean, when you have DraftKings and you have MGM and you have Caesars, you know, being the major sponsors of the sports, and now you have ESPN aligning with NFL media and the NFL. You know, you've got Fox and ESPN putting a package together, you know, for college football. It's like, where does it end? I mean, you and I grew up in an era where we could watch possibly one or two college games on the weekend. ABC had a game, you know, which was like either Notre Dame, Alabama, maybe USC. You know, it's changed to the point where I think the real opening weekend in September or August 30th, there's going to be like 44 games on television, Fred. And, you know, I look at what's going on with the NIL and $20.5 million for each team, and they're passing out money, yet some other kids that are playing on the lacrosse team or other teams like that are getting very little money. I mean, somebody has to step in and legislate what's going on, because I think the original idea was academics and athleticism.
Oh, really? What was your job at USC 45 years ago?
Well, okay, Fred. So I was in charge of turning off the electric lights that were automatic. But my point is, yes, I see all that, but my point, again, I'm going to say my point is this, all right? It should be better than that. I think integrity is a word we want to look at instead of greed in a lot of different aspects. But to see what's going on, really and truly. I mean, Emmanuel Classe is making $35 million a year, Fred. Does he need to gamble, really and truly?
Want more. What's that word?
Greed? That greed. Starts with a G and ends with a D. I think the NFL proves that. By the way, the Dallas Cowboys are worth $12.8 billion. Did you see the latest list that came out?
Let me state this. I opened the show talking about this. Prop bets. They're simple to beat. All you have to do if you're a quarterback is bet under. If they got you 3.5 touchdown passes, you go out sick after three. Simple as that.
Do you think over the years, knowing what we know in this world, that some major quarterback along the way didn't have somebody come to him and say, have one of your worst games and we will deposit X amount of million dollars? I mean, I'm talking 60s, 70s, 80s. Fred, I know it's happened. I'm not going to name any names. I've been around the gamblers in Vegas, the wise guys, those kind of guys. The stories are out there. The reality is, if you have too much money and you're dealing with those kind of situations, we always talk about the offensive tackle who's making, you know, $40,000 and the quarterback who's making $5.5 million. And at what point does one of the gamblers go to the left tackle and say, hey, three sacks changes the course of the game? You know?
Simple as that.
As simple as that. And I don't want to see that happen, Fred, obviously. But, you know, we've opened up the barn and the horses are out. And it's like, you know, herding cats.
You're not going to get it back. Folks, you can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, Artie, not only was he a kicker for the Rams, he was a professional golfer, won $250,000, not bad at all. And there have been some articles written recently about Scottie Scheffler. He's so good, he's hurting the game. I think you disagree.
Well, I do disagree because as great as Scottie is, and I mean, I had a lot to do with Bo Hostler, watching him as a young man who played with Scottie at the University of Texas. And they were very competitive. And Bo's a great player, top 75 in the world. The difference between the best player like Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus or Ben Hogan is a shot around. That equals four at the end of the tournament. Now, what I can tell you is this. The PGA Tour has been awesome for many, many years. Now we have a new league called the LIV Golf Group, which is another group of players. U.S. Open champion like Bryson DeChambeau, 5-time majors champion like Brooks Koepka. There's a lot of players on that tour that, if competing against Scottie on a week-to-week basis, I'll give you another name, the Chilean, Neiman. Neiman is a fantastic player. He's won 5 times. Taylor Gooch, who never won on the tour, has won $69 million on the LIV Tour. What I'm saying is, when you water down the product, much like Major League Baseball now and even the NFL, you don't have – I mean, when you had a 12-team NFL league, the best of the best were on the field. I can guarantee you that. Now there's 30 teams. They're all great players. But what I'm saying is the best – the drop-off from the top defensive end to the 35th defensive end is a huge, huge gulf. So, you know, I don't think he's bad for the game. Scottie Scheffler, he's a good actor too. I saw him in in the movie. He was awesome. He's done a great job. I just think the golf needs to come together, Fred. And I think you've got people at the top, the commissioners, the leaders who don't want to do it. And the players all respect each other because the players want to play against the best players. It's a competitive game. I mean, I got to play with guys like Greg Norman and Seve Ballesteros, Fuzzy Zeller, guys that, you know, Chichi Rodriguez. I mean, hey, these guys were champions. I mean, champions. And I will tell you that the best want to play against the best, Fred, because that's what it's all about. It's that level.
All right, I want to go back off the golf thing. I want to go back a couple of weeks and discuss what happened in Bristol, Tennessee. They were going to play baseball in front of 90,000 fans at the racetrack. They kept that game going and that stall going for like 6 hours, or I don't know how many hours. 3 hours before it started, won an inning, and then they had to stop it. Artie, somebody could have got hurt. That field was unplayable. The only reason they kept waiting and didn't call it a blackout situation, a rainout situation, because of the money that Fox was making and they were making on the game. What happens if a player gets hurt?
You know, Fred, I've noticed that. I mean, I believe that's even happening now in the National Football League. Because, I mean, we're going to have the World Cup coming to the United States. The World Cup's going to play on natural grass. So they're going to bring into all these huge stadiums, synthetic grass, AstroTurf stadiums, and they're going to put regular grass in. Well, why wouldn't you do that for the players in the National Football League, knowing what we know? Okay? Now, you put players in danger. Okay, those new bases, which are rubber, as opposed to being like sacks, in the old days where you tied them down four ways, you hit one of those bases, a wet base like that. I think it might have happened the other night on TV at first base. One of the guys was reaching for the bag, and he slipped on the bag. Doesn't take a whole lot. And, I mean, you're talking huge injuries. But, you know, Fred, we're talking about it again. What does it come down to? It comes down to sponsors, selling advertising, what they spend to put Bristol – Raceway into a stadium. That was not cheap, putting in locker rooms. That was a huge expenditure by Manfred and the Major League Baseball people. And they wanted to get out of it. They actually got 2 days worth of coverage out of that whole thing.
Folks, what do you say? Do you think they should have stalled and waited and waited and waited and put the players on the spot in that circumstance? I don't. They should have ended it, and that would have been fine with me, and they came back on Sunday anyways. But somebody could have been hurt on Saturday night. My opinion. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Along with Art, I'm Fred. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right here.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America, and he's Art. I'm Fred, and you can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Later, Gary Sierkowski will discuss Infinite Baseball, your chance to pick up baseball cards and a lot more. But before we start, Art's 127 years of age, and sometimes when we play Barron Sports Trivia, he gets it right, but sometimes he gets it wrong. And to help him out, he takes medicinal products, all legal. Artie, what are you taking to do the show every week?
Well, right now we're on the Focus Factor, which, you know, I like it because it's a multivitamin combined with the things needed to keep the old melon in the right direction. And but, you know, the sad thing is, Fred, I start thinking about things I shouldn't think about every once in a while and remembering things I want to forget. So that's part of the whole deal. So I guess it's okay. But, you know, I do like not going upstairs and going, what did I come up here for? Oh, that's right. So it works.
But more importantly, do they work as well as Blue Pills? One of our sponsors to the show.
Blue Pills are a little more consistent.
More consistent. Oh, okay. All right. You can email us, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Why don't we ask a question or two in Barron Sports Trivia just to keep Art's mind working in a positive direction. A couple weeks ago, Jacksonville kicker kicked a 70-yard field goal, the longest in history. Of course, it won't count because it was the exhibition season, or as the NFL calls it, the preseason. What's the longest field goal in the history of the Super Bowl, Art?
Well, I would say Adam Vinatieri, probably 51 or 52 yards.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
Take another pill.
Okay.
Take another pill.
Harrison Butker, 55 yards.
Harrison Butker, 57 yards. You are 100% correct. But let me ask you something. You know much about his outside of football life?
He leans a little bit to the right.
Leans a little bit to the right. You lean a little bit to the right. He's a flat earther. I mean, he's like with Kyrie.
Wait a minute, he's with Kyrie Irving now? I can't see those two together. But President Trump did put him on the physical fitness council.
Oh, goody.
I saw that. And he was dressed very nicely, I must say, in the background. Yeah, he is the highest paid kicker in the NFL, Fred. What do you think? Okay, what do you think Harrison Butker makes a year as a kicker? Just because I, you know, being an old kicker, I have to ask this.
$6 or $7 million. What do you think?
I wish it was that much, but with all his endorsements, especially from the, you know, Planned Parenthood and all of that, it's about $6 million.
You know, but if you're a teammate and he makes a speech at a school, and they said, "Here's what he says: women should stay home and have kids. They don't need to be in the work business."
And you're saying he's like two generations behind is what you're basically trying to tell me here.
At least. And then from the point of view of racial, if you're a player and you're...
Fred, can I tell you, when we were at USC and we're two-time national champions, we came from so many diverse backgrounds. The only thing that we all had in common was we wanted to win a championship. And I know the other stuff is all important, and, you know, you're going to have your little crew and your clique that you're going to hang out with. But in reality, if the guy does his job and puts the ball through the goalposts or catches the ball over the middle without getting alligator arms, he's one of my guys.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think if the world looked at the world more from that perspective, we'd all be better off. Because, I mean, it's so easy to be subjective and, you know, and look at something and, you know, and say, I'm going to be judgmental here. The bottom line is everybody has their opinions and nobody's going to change them, Fred. It's the way you were brought up. You know you that.
I love Hard Knocks. Do you watch Hard Knocks?
I love Hard Knocks. Are you kidding me? The look on these coaches' faces after they've had to let four or five go. And I mean, it's got to be the toughest day in the world for a head football coach. When you see a guy that has a lot of talent, you got to call him in, bring your playbook. Dun, 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 dun. We love so when, you, but you got to go.
So when's the last time you had a running back kicker? Ray Davis of Buffalo.
Yeah, he hammered an extra point and looked good.
He looked
good.
You know
what? And I got to tell you something. The great football coaches in NFL history, and I was thinking about a great segment for us later on. The greatest coaches who never won the big one.
Marv Levy.
Marv Levy, Chuck Knox, Marty Schottenheimer. Great. I mean, we could have a whole show. You know who we got to have on that show? Our boy DeBias. He'd be awesome on that show, right?
But my point is,
hey, the way it goes, you got one shot to perform. And, you know, I mean, oh, boy, it's tough. It's tough in that situation.
Totally. Art, Fred, and you, Sports Overnight America, you can email us at sportsfred@AO.com.
Fred, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this is serious.
Okay.
3 years now, the Dodgers have had nothing but problems with pitchers coming down with injuries.
Right.
Is there a common denominator? I mean, 22 guys? What's going on with what's happening? And, I mean, it's happening elsewhere in the league, but not at that prolific a rate.
Baltimore's close, and you're close to Baltimore.
Yeah, there's 17 guys. Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, I have a theory on it. We've talked about it before. I think the guys try to throw too hard for, like, four or five innings instead of being pitchers, you know, where, I mean, taking a little off, putting a little on, up and down, in and out, pitching the way the old pitchers used to pitch. What do you think?
Okay, here's what I think. I think that your goal now is to pitch five or six innings. Mm-hmm. We'd be better off if your goal was to pitch seven, eight, or nine, so you won't throw as hard in the first, second, and third.
What would be a perfect inning, Fred? Three ground balls to shortstop?
Yeah, except if you're playing.
I think our man's with us.
Well, we only have a couple of moments to say
hi. Well, we got a chance.
Ronnie, we got about 2 minutes. Ronnie Waldwin.
Oh, boy.
I'm Southern California sportscaster. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it took most of the time trying to figure out the Zoom, but I'm happy I broke through and I got a little piece of your going back and forth so I can see there's a lot of energy.
Hey, Ronnie, we're also technically savvy. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm the most technical person on earth. My wife, Sandy's got to do every get me an email. Okay.
And my wife, Jacqueline, has to do the same thing.
Ronnie, let me throw you again. Ronnie's longtime famous Southern California broadcaster. He's done, I don't know how many different games throughout the years, but Ronnie, facing the real world a few weeks ago, you were hammered by a criminal activity. Talk about that.
Well, I'll just spend a little bit of time on that because we're short on time, is that I was a victim of a mugging and a robbery. And it was about a week before the LA riots took place. So I like to call myself the first victim of the riots. I got through it. I was pummeled pretty hard. I was attacked inside my car, which is quite brazen. I mean, I'm in the car. Sure, it was unlocked, but I was trying to get out and go somewhere in a place that I've gone to for over 50 years in Los Angeles. So again, without dwelling on me, I just think it's important now, as I switch from the sports to politics, that I'm fully behind what's going on with ICE and a very controversial subject and putting my career on the line with it because I am an actual victim myself. So every time I felt a body blow, I started thinking, save me someone. And in my mind came Tom Bowman and President Trump.
Ronnie, in 30 seconds, gambling and sports. Art and I have discussed that this evening. We discuss it all the time. The Future of Gambling, The Future of Sports with Gambling. Ronnie Wall, take it away for 30 seconds.
Well, simply put, they're the ones that make the decision, not me. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I'm against NIL and all these other things. In terms of gambling, you never wanted sports teams in Nevada, the proximity, the temptation. Now they feel they pay these players so much that they'll never be tempted. They don't seem to understand that gambling is addictive and it is a disease, and we've seen how it affected not only poor people, but wealthy people as well. So now the proximity is there. It's an open door policy, and you'll have pro sports now somewhat flourishing, but I think it's a temptation we don't need near the athletes.
Ronnie Wall, you stay healthy, and hopefully the mugging will never happen.
Get better, Ronnie. Keep up the great work.
Thanks for appearing on Sports Overnight America. We'll be back with Gary Siakowski right after this.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, where'd you get that dress? Tell me all your makeup secrets. Or, ooh, my husband needs that polo in every color. Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. Art, Fred, and you. And Gary Siakowski loves baseball. Is involved. He runs something called Infinite Baseball. Now, you collected as a kid, or I collected as a kid, and we got baseball cards. That's fine. Gary's gone far beyond that. He gives you the card, he can sculpt players, and he writes you a whole scenario on the particular player, things you may never know. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Fred. Appreciate it.
So everybody watched Pride of the Yankees. I watched it. I love Teresa Wright. I just loved her. Totally. Okay. However, there are parts in that movie. I mean, They left out a whole slew of things in that movie that you write about in Infinite Baseball. For instance, Columbia, and before that, Pro, which would make it illegal to play at Columbia. Gary, how'd you come up with this stuff, and how do you come up with this stuff? And it's a lot of stuff. Talk about it.
I grew up a baseball fan, a Mets fan in the 70s, and my team was terrible back then in the late 70s and early 80s. So I got, instead of talking about the present day game, I started talking to my father and my grandfather about the game when they were boys. So my grandfather was a Brooklyn Dodger fan starting, I think, in 1916. You know, my dad, he liked the Boston Braves, and, you know, they would tell me about all the players from when they were young. And they were just so much more interesting than the guys that were playing for the Mets. So that's how I got into baseball history by default. The thing that I like about the baseball history is there's just 10,000 different stories that you could tell over and over and over again in different ways. And Lou Gehrig was one of those stories. As I said, I grew up in Northern New Jersey, and I had always heard stories from the old guys that Lou Gehrig played here before he came up to the Yankees. I was like, well, that's interesting. You know, he played when he was with Columbia. You know, he wouldn't have played when he was in the minor leagues because he played for Hartford and there was no team in New Jersey. And so anyway, over the years, I started tracking it down. I got old enough to go to libraries, and I found out that he played for a semi-pro team in Morristown, New Jersey, called the Colonials. And they played different factory teams all over North Jersey. But because he was going to school at Columbia, he couldn't collect a paycheck. He was a poor kid from New York, from Yorkville in Manhattan, and he needed money to go to school. So he started playing under assumed names. Now, the year before he played in Morristown, he actually got caught playing for a team in Connecticut. And that got rid of his eligibility for a year at Columbia, and he promised to never do it again. Well, the next summer he did the same exact thing and picked up a fake name. That year, the New Jersey name was Lou Long, so he didn't really stray very far from his real name. But everybody knew he was Columbia Lou Gehrig, but nobody ratted him out. And I always thought that was really fascinating. And for years, I heard these stories that there was a team picture of the Morristown Colonials from the year that he played there. And I finally wound up talking to
him. Did they blur him out?
No, he's right there, but he looks really nervous. And so supposedly it was in an old tavern that had closed. And later, I wound up a guy that I wound up meeting from Morristown. He finally tracked it down. We got a picture of it. So so it was a true story. And, you know, I found the old newspaper articles, and sure, he's Lou Long. You know, he's hitting all these big home runs and everything like that. And they never caught him that season. Nobody ratted him out. And I always thought that was really fascinating.
Gary Siakowski with us. Gary, if folks, and they should, enjoy your stuff, how do they get involved with Studio C?
If you just go to my website, studiogaryc.com, you can just go right to the baseball blog, and I have all my stories on there. They're free. You don't have to pay anything. And you could see the artwork that I do. I write a story that I research and write my own. And then I also do an illustration, a baseball card illustration to go along with it. And it's all original. It's all my own writing and all my own artwork. And you could just stop by and read one story. Read a lot of people like to bookmark it and come back every once in a while and find the new ones. And you can just kind of surf around.
Art, you're 127 years of age. So you would have known that story about Lou Gehrig, wouldn't you?
Well, I actually heard that story, but it may have been through Gary.
Well, he's in that picture, but he's the one with the blurred out face.
Yeah, that's a good point. What I was going to ask you, Gary, is to have so many talents in so many different areas. I mean, I grew up in a little town called Laguna Beach, California, which is an artist's haven. There's, you know, creators of fantastic different paintings and sculptures. And I've always been fascinated by that. But to delve into the minutia of baseball and you know, like we were talking off air, guys like Pete Gray and people who made huge impacts in baseball for whatever reason. I mean, it has to be fascinating to you to do the research and be able to share that with the public.
Yeah. You know, as I was telling you off the air, I like to specialize in obscure players, but I also like the stories like Lou Gehrig, like we just talked about. a guy that everybody knows about. Everybody's heard of him, even if you're not a baseball fan. I love those stories, those characters, and then picking out something from their past that nobody hasn't really heard before. Like, I live in Kentucky now, and Jackie Robinson, when he was in the Army during World War II as a lieutenant, before he got discharged, they sent him to a small fort in called Breckenridge down in southern Kentucky. And he was just kind of biding his time until he got his discharge papers to go through all the channels. But they made him the recreation officer for this camp. And one day he's out there and he's out looking over the ball fields, and he sees this black player, and he's just ripping off major league curveballs. So he starts talking. The two of them strike up a conversation. Turns out that this guy had been playing for the Kansas City Monarchs in the Negro Leagues before he was drafted. And at this time, people knew who Jackie Robinson was. They didn't know him as a baseball player, but they knew him as a track and field guy, and especially a football player for UCLA. So he was a name brand guy. So Robinson didn't know what he was going to do after the Army. And he was telling this to this other soldier. And he said, "Well, here's the contact information for the owner of the Kansas City Monarchs. I know you're not a baseball player, but I'm sure they would love to have you play for him because of your name." So Robinson gets discharged, and he spends the 1945 season with the Kansas City Monarchs, which is how he gets discovered by the Brooklyn Dodgers, and the rest is history. But it's neat that
who was that pitcher, though? I
blank it out on the guy's name.
Probably Don Newcomb or
no,
or,
no, it wasn't. It wasn't one of the bigger players. But he was a guy that played for the Monarchs for, I think, 5 years or something like that.
Satchel Paige, maybe?
No, not at all. But you know, it's neat because it's like if those two guys hadn't met on this field in, you know, Kentucky in 1944, you know,
maybe there might have been no Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, the integration of baseball might have been offset by a few years.
Garrett Sikorski, you just mentioned the name Jackie Robinson. Yes. See how things has come. I'm going to put you on the spot here. You are the final answer to this question.
Uh-oh.
1947, Jackie Robinson joins the Dodgers. Yes. They're playing the Reds. He is booed by the Reds fans, Robinson is. Did or did not Pee Wee Reese run over there and hug Jackie Robinson? You are the final answer to this tremendous debate. Go ahead.
I think Southern-born Pee Wee Reese.
Right. Yeah, well, Cincinnati's right across the river from Kentucky, where Pee Wee Reese grew up in Louisville.
Right.
I would love for that story to be true, because, I mean, Pee Wee Reese was such a great guy, and he was instrumental in helping Jackie Robinson adapt to playing for the Dodgers and all. I've researched that story so many times, and other authors have done the same thing. Other researchers a lot better than me, and nobody could really find the game that it happened.
What if he just walked over and said, "Hey, on this particular play, let's play a little closer to the bag because this guy hits the ball up the middle more."
And that could have been it. Like, I think Robinson even said that it might have happened in 1949, not 1947.
Okay.
Nobody really knows, but it's one of those stories that, it's, you know, it's kind of like Babe Ruth. Did he point or didn't he point?
I was just thinking that.
I want him to have pointed, you know? He has to have done it because that's baseball.
He might have done the Freddie Couples with the right arm. You know how he does it before he hits the ball.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and you want Pee Wee Reese to have walked over to Robinson when the fans at Crosley Field are booing him and he's all dejected. And Pee Wee Reese, the big hero of the Brooklyn Dodgers and from Kentucky right across the river, and he comes over and puts his arm around Robinson and just hushes the crowd. You know, I want that.
I think we all live in a fantasy world like that every once in a while. And I think we should, because that's important. I wish we could all be like that more often, Gary. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's what I like. The kind of stories I like to have, you know. Did something that inspiring happen? Maybe not, but it could have happened. It should have happened. And maybe it did happen and nobody was around, you know, or it took note of it.
Maybe nobody's alive to remember it.
Gary, give us your info, how folks can find you and join you and go from there. Give us the information.
If you just go to my website, it's studiogaryc.com, because it's Gary C, usually known as, because my last name is Polish.
And then they're going to have fun trying to spell your last name.
Yeah,
right?
Just Studio Gary C. That's it. Make it easy for everybody.
All right. Like your father, my father grew up actually a Cubs fan, but when Robinson signed, he switched over to the Dodgers. So I became a Dodger fan. Van Lingo Mungo. All I knew about him until I read your info was he was a fine pitcher, one of the best pitchers of the 30s, a lot of all-star teams. But you take it from there. He was a little bit nutso.
Oh, yeah. He should have been a left-hander. That was his real name, Van
Blonde left-hander.
Yeah. But he came up with the Dodgers in the late 20s. The Dodgers had been good up until the early 20s, and then they started getting worse and worse. By the time Van Lingle-Mungo came up in 27 or 28, the Dodgers had begun this bad descent into mediocrity and then just failure. So Mungo was just this flame-throwing pitcher. I mean, he was... nobody really knows how fast he threw, but it seems like it was probably in the very high 90s, maybe even into the low hundreds. But you just don't know. He just had an incredible drive to win, but he was playing with the worst team in the National League. So it's really interesting. His big goal in his life was he wanted to win 20 games, and he could never do it. He got up to 18 or 19 games once or twice, but he could never get over the hump. The story that I wrote about him, I had grown up hearing about him from my grandfather, and, you know, he was just this hard luck pitcher, you know, he played for a better team. And so I went back and I looked at all the years he played for the Dodgers, which was 10 years, and how many games he lost by a single run. And it was 21 games that he lost by a single run, and three other games ended without a decision because it was a tie and ended in a tie, whether it started raining or the weather or something, or the lighting.
I mean, before lights, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So three of those games could have won either way. So that's 24 games in this guy's career. If I went and I looked at the stats again by year, and it was two or three of those years, he could have been a 20 game winner if those games would have just went the other way. But because of the failure of his team and guys pitching his heart out every time he got in there, he couldn't trust his fielders behind him. I mean, these guys would just drop balls and make these stupid running mistakes that would cost runs. And so he would just try to strike out everybody that came to play because he felt like that was the only way he could win a game or get a guy out. So, of course, he winds up blowing his arm out after a certain period of time. And he also started taking to the bottle just because – I mean, what do you do when you're a guy that should probably be winning 20 games?
Frustrations. Yeah,
exactly. So he became a notorious drinker. There's a story, Leo DeRocher, who was his teammate and then his manager for a year or two. He swore that Van Lingle-Mungo would drink everything, including hair tonic. So I was researching the booklet that I did on Mungo. It's like I had to cut out so many great stories that I got out of newspapers. It got to the point. His drinking was so notorious at the time. And it's interesting because, you know, nowadays writers would look at that as something bad. But back in the 1930s, it became a joke. You know, that was his, like, muscle juice, they called it, and things like that. And it got to the point where he'd play in Chicago and the Cubs fans would be like, "Hey, Van, why don't you come over to Jimmy's house? He's got a keg of beer. You'll love it." And his Dodger career finally came to an end during spring training in 1941 when they were training in Havana, Cuba. He got
too much rum.
He dried himself out for almost a half a year. Goes into spring training in 41, the best shape he'd been in for years. He's supposed to pitch the first game of spring training. They're going to give him the ball. It's rained out. What does he do? He goes to the bar and just gets sauced. He winds up getting really mouthy in the bar, the hotel they're staying at, and he's buying everybody a drink at the bar, and he points to these two people way at the end of the bar and says, "And give those guys a drink too. They look like they need it." Well, it's the general manager of the Dodger and Leo DeRocher, the manager of the Dodgers.
Gary, we got to go, but certainly appreciate
this. Story.
One more time, Gary, give us the info on how folks can find you guys, find you and the players.
Sure. It's StudioGaryC.com.
That's simple enough, rather than spell your last name, which is physically impossible. Gary, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
That was awesome, Gary.
Hey, we're back with a whole lot more.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Ronnie Wald for making an appearance and Gary Siatowski for making his appearance. And you can email us at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Art Source, a kicker for USC many, many, many years ago. You're looking forward to August 30th and the opening big weekend in collegiate football. Make some comments.
Well, I got to tell you, getting Texas and Arch Manning and Sarkisian heading to the Horseshoe in Ohio State, the defending national champions, number one, number two, Texas at Ohio State. I mean, what a great way to start the college football season. It's been a lot of years, 30 years, since number one went against number two in an opening game, and that goes back Notre Dame and Michigan State. I mean, so, I mean, I'm excited about the college football season. I'm a little bummed about the fact that, you know, they're having problems now. Michigan seems to be having problems from the O'Connor situation and the stealing plays. But, you know, I just
call
hope the college
– call it what it is, the Harbaugh situation.
It is. He ran away. You're right. You're right. 100% right. And you know who's going to take the fall for that, though, right?
Not him.
Not him. That's the point I'm trying to make. That's the sad part. And by the way, Justin Herbert is going to start in the preseason game, one of the preseason games this year, which he hasn't ever played in a preseason game.
All right. You can email us, folks, at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. I'm going to tell you something. And again, I've said this a million times. I used to be able to tell you every quarterback in the top 40 teams. I have no chance of doing that now with the NIL and the transfer nonsense.
Let me ask you this. Do you think any college quarterback is worth $6 million a year?
No, but the bottom line is that's what they're making, and left tackles are worth more than $40,000. but they're
Fred, I got my Athlon magazine, I got my my Lindy's magazine, and I've been going through it, and half of the preseason rosters, not half of them, about 20% of them are completely different from what it's listed.
Yeah, I follow UCLA about as closely as anybody can and has for 50, 60 years. All right, for Art, for Mario, for Fred, and for you, back with more on Sports Overnight America all night long. Bye, everybody.